This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that are making an impact in the communities they serve. This is the sound of children gathered together after school at City Youth Ministries in Jonesboro. 10 paid staff and 20 volunteers work through the week to put on various programs and activities for children. Students are picked up from schools in Jonesboro and brought to City Youth Ministries, where kids are checked in and put into a basketball gym. The kids are then put in different groups and friendly shouting wars begin. And for these children in grades 1st through 6th, these shouting wars are times of fun. Volunteer Jordan Taylor leads the chant of B1, and kids' followers are involved in the match with another group of kids who are in the G2 group. Taylor has been a volunteer for 2 years now, and City Youth Ministries, according to Taylor, helped her when she was a student. She's now returning that favor.
It's great. We help a lot about their homes and their future and life, and we help them learn more about God. To me, I'm one of the students here because I am a student here, and I really do learn a lot about God and how our future will be.
City Youth Ministries is a program that targets at-risk youth in Jonesboro. Those who work in the program say their main goals are to meet the physical, emotional, and educational needs of the youth who go through the program. The idea for this started in the 1990s when a group of churches and community leaders came together with an idea to build a youth center to help those young people who are at risk. In 1995, mission teams traveled to Chester, Pennsylvania to volunteer at the City Team Ministries Rescue Mission in that town, where leaders learned the model to set up City Youth Ministries in Jonesboro in 2001. First grade through sixth grade students are brought in Tuesdays and Wednesdays, while seventh grade through 12th grades are brought in Mondays and Thursdays. The grades alternate on Fridays. We went last Tuesday when the first through sixth graders were there. After check-in, the students gather in the basketball gym for different activities. On the main stage, a youth pastor from a Church of Christ in Jonesboro leads boys in drills. Robert Smith was in the military and says it's important to teach boys life skills early.
This is so important for the community because it builds character in our young men. It helps them to develop job skills they may face when they get out of school. It teaches them how to be obedient and also in school. Also give them character building and also educational for them as they go to the different schools and everything. But I think this is important for the community, so that we keep crime down, also build good character where they can pick up, if they see trash on the ground, they'll be able to pick it up, and then also to make them better men and women in the community.
When the students are brought into the building, they walk into a lobby where plenty of seating is available, as well as vending machines for soft drink or water. But students don't have to worry about hunger, because as they're checked in, they're given a snack. Smith tells about some of the other things that take place for the children.
What we do here, we get the children from a different school, and what you have to register and everything. Once we get you registered, we figure out which school you go to, and we pick up the children and bring them here. They have a snack. They'll have a meal at 5:30, and also they'll learn. We're also doing the Boys and Girl Scouts here also. We got that here at City Youth. And then also we help with education, you know, we help them along with their books. Not only that, we teach them scriptural knowledge.
During the afternoon program, the kids do exercises in the gym. There are classes where devotions are held, and there is a library which contains a computer lab. That's where homework takes place. Dinner is served at 5:30 for the children. Director for Community Outreach Julie Winberry says the program offers children a safe place to go so they don't get into trouble.
During the summer, we had over 500 children enrolled. There were times that we would serve 900 meals a day during the summer periods. We have four vans that transport children so that those that are not able to get here to be a part of the services can do that. And we have volunteer van drivers. We have volunteers that work with the children. We have about 10 paid staff members on staff. We furnish, this year we're doing Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts in the fall program. We have, it's for self-esteem for the girls, Dream Girls, for self-esteem for the senior high girls. We are doing music. We have a choir. We have sports teams. Our 5K race is coming up soon, and we're going to have teams of our kids racing in it, and they've been practicing for that. We have homework time. We have volunteers that come up and do the homework with them. So we have Bible class. We just recently were blessed to be able to hire a youth minister, Michael Haynes, who has started with the fall program. And he has been just instrumental in helping us get back to a faith-based facility here. And it's just been really great to see what's been going on in the lives of the kids as we press forward.
Winberry says the biggest challenge is funding. City Youth Ministries receives grants from the city of Jonesboro and also gets private donations. According to Winberry, City Youth Ministries is also working on getting donations from industries as well.
That is the greatest challenge that we face, is being able to run the program on very limited funds and still meet all the guidelines that you're required to meet when you have a group of children this large. Transportation is a huge issue for us as gas prices continue to rise, but the need is still there. Many of our families are low income. Even if they do have a car, they can't afford the gas to run the children to events. So there are so many types of things that the kids wouldn't be able to participate in, different areas that are really learning experiences for them. And they wouldn't have that opportunity without the city youth buses running and taking them to those events.
Winberry says the program is making an impact in the lives of the children who attend.
I think in the lives of the majority of these children, it's vital. We start with first graders. You have the safety issues and things with the first through third graders. But after third grade, there is just a huge variety, as we all know, of social issues that can come into play when these children are left onto the streets. This gives them an alternative to being on the streets, to picking up habits that they could pick up on the streets. It gives them a place to build self-esteem and build their self up instead of being impacted in a negative way. City Youth has been around long enough now that we're seeing a second generation come in. The parents that came in as teenagers said, you know, we didn't appreciate what we had when we were coming here as a teenager. But now that I'm the parent, this is where I want my child to be. Not on the streets, not left waiting at home alone for me to get home from work. There are issues with the homework. Today's classes have changed so much that the parents really appreciate the trained staff that we have coming in, like the ASU students, to volunteer with the kids to help with homework that a lot of times may be beyond the parents' understanding. So, I just think socially, economically, academically, all the way around, it's made a huge impact in the lives of the children that come to City Youth.
One person who volunteers after school for City Youth Ministries is 17-year-old Kyra Price. She was placed in the program when she was a young child, and Price says the program made a difference in her life.
Well, ever since I was little, I've always looked up to everyone here. They treated me as a family member. So it's really easy to see how to work here, to be a part of this, giving back to my community, to help other kids that don't know where they're going or where they're going to be in life, to show them that, well, you can befriend me and I can help you to get where you need to be.
And Winberry hopes some more students that are going through the program will follow in Kyra's shoes by being part of the program and giving back in the future. A fundraiser takes place, downtown J-Town 5K Run Walk. That'll be held Saturday, September the 22nd, and that'll start at the City Youth Ministries building. If you'd like more information on City Youth Ministries, it can be found on their website, www.cityyouthmin.com. That's cityyouthmin.com, or by calling 870-932-9398. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which focuses on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.